So if we're in really good shape in some areas and yet the ligaments that hold those areas together are out of shape, we could injure ourselves as a church body. And I've seen this happen more than once. Well, a friend of mine, Adam Hamilton, pastor of Church of the Resurrection, wrote a book called Leading Beyond the Walls. It's an awesome book. It's right there on the altar table. And it's one that I would suggest that you read if you're interested. He asked three powerful questions that I think we need to ask ourselves this morning. Number one, why do people need Christ? Why do people need Christ? Number two, why do people need the church? The church, the body of Christ church. And number three, why do people need this particular church? His claim is that until a church finds the answers to these questions, the church just flounders and can't focus itself. So one, why do people need Christ? You see, the question strikes at the very heart of the Christian faith. Amen? Your personal picture of who Jesus is will determine in a large part how you answer this question. The Bible gives many different identities of Jesus: Son of God, Resurrected Lord, Good Shepherd, just to name a few. Even though we may know what the Bible calls Jesus, you cannot fully answer this question until you consider the human condition. This question is first a question about human need and the human condition. Why do we need what Jesus offers? Why do we need what Jesus offers? Well, I believe we need what Jesus offers because the deepest problems facing our society are, at their core, spiritual problems. Spiritual problems. We hear of situations every day and ask, what is wrong and how might Christ be God's solution to that problem? We live in a world consumed with possessions. People often go to great lengths to gain the whole world. How does faith in Christ help people not to lose their souls in such a world? People gamble their homes away. People gamble their families away. Hate crimes take our high schools and colleges and beyond. What is the answer? Is it tougher laws? Is it more legislation? Is it more police? Is that the answer? Well, maybe. But the real solution must address the condition of the human heart. It must break the hearts of stone, transform hate into love, and offer healing and deliverance to those who are slaves to ideas or to their upbringing or to their addictions. What I believe with all my heart is that Jesus is the solution to the deepest longings of the human heart. I hope I can get an amen off that. He is the answer to the most serious problems that plague our society. When Jesus is Lord and the Holy Spirit enters the heart of the believer, we find the empty places filled. Amen? We find the dark places of our souls transformed. When this happens, we are in the process of becoming new creatures in Christ, as Paul puts it. This relationship changes everything in our lives. It makes all of life more rewarding, joy-filled, and hopeful. Hopeful. So why do people need Christ? Well, without Christ, we will always be lost, and our lives will never realize our God-given potential. I want you to hear that. Without Christ, you will never realize your God-given potential. You will never experience that freedom that God created you to experience. You never will, unless Jesus Christ is the center of your life. Jesus opens the door to a whole new world for us. He enriches every life He touches. He changes the whole world one person at a time as His kingdom expands across the globe. Why do people need Christ? Well, why do people need the church? I'm talking about the entire church here, the body of Christ church.